This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Uncle Ralph, happy old settlers to you, sir.
Thank you. I'm one of the few originals left. Been a long time. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Tell you what, it's hard to believe Old Settlers is here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I was in town yesterday watching them set up. I always have a tradition where I walk downtown and see how fast they get everything set up. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that's like a dream sequence. You can go to bed Tuesday night, everything's fine. Wake up, and it's like there's a carnival in downtown. It's like,
yeah. Well, we came into the Moose last night about 6 o'clock and left about 9 o'clock, and Main Street had completely changed to a group of concession stands and what have you in a three-hour period.
I tell you what, and it's always a fun time, and it's hard to believe. It's here today and tomorrow, Old Settlers, and we have a couple of good guests here.
Yeah, we got a couple of Old Settlers here.
Harry Hutchinson and Mike Ryan are our guests from National Bank of Hillsborough, and we'll have our conversation right after this.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Tobin Ott alongside everybody's favorite uncle, Uncle Ralph Niehaus, are with you this morning. Our guests, Mike Ryan and Harry Hutchinson from National Bank of Hillsborough. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Tobin. Good morning.
Good to be here, Tobin.
And, of course, Ralph. Mike's always been a main character here at the studios recording and all that stuff.
I've done a few ads in the past, I think. It's been a little while since I've been in here, but this will maybe help make up for it. So
there you go. We're here to talk about the bank, and I guess the big news is it's next week, the construction of the new banking facility, or the process for the new banking facility will be on the way. And, Harry, let's start with you. Tell us a little bit about the new facility, the banking center.
Well, it won't be the construction of the new banking
facility. The demolition,
but the Tobin, the demolition will most likely begin next week. As Mike was telling you while we were off the air, we were planning on perhaps trying to get it done before Old Settlers, but we realized that it may take longer, so it may pour over into Old Settlers part of the demolition, and so we decided naturally to wait right after Old Settlers so nobody would fall in a pit or anything. But yes, we're going to start demolition. It would be, for those that are not aware of what's coming down, it would be the Curves building all the way south to Water Street, including the Walker building down there. We have, after the buildings are down, of course, that will actually be probably the quickest thing to take the buildings down in anticipation of, building a new facility possibly, next spring, early summer. We're going to have to take, most of the dirt out of the lots and recompact them about every foot, and also fill in all the basements in the buildings that are coming down and fill those with dirt and recompact them. That's what takes time. So we're looking at possibly 4 to 5 weeks of having the demolition people there.
And for those of us who have spent our lifetime in the Hillsborough area, I guess you could say a bit of history coming down, the old Walker building and some of those buildings that like myself, I remember they've been there since I was a kid, and so I guess you could say a bit of history's coming down, and a bit of history will be going up when you construct your new facility there.
Well, we certainly will try to make the new building blend in with the existing architecture.
Yeah, complement the buildings that are already there.
Yeah, and I think this is important that you mentioned that, and it's important you do that. But I think the great thing about it is that we all know what has happened to small town USA, be it Hillsboro or wherever, with the businesses on Main Street, and what you gentlemen are proceeding, are hoping to do here will be a great addition to that area. It has to be. It'll be great.
Well, I think this is a good time to throw in the fact that our bank board of directors for several years has been trying to identify a possible location for a new building, because we've known for some time that the one that we're in now is old and it works, but it's very inefficient, and we've grown over the years and added more and more people, and we've now filled three floors of people in the old facility. And there's been a lot of consideration given to where could we build a new bank. And that's been going on for years. A lot of thought's gone into that. It's research, looking, trying to decide if we do that, where could we go. And there definitely is a desire on the part of the board and the staff of the bank to stay downtown. We think that's where we belong. That's where we started back in 1869. That building we're in right now is the original building. Mm-hmm. It's always been a bank. Mm-hmm. So we thought that's the place to be and become perhaps a more obvious anchor for Main Street downtown. So that's why we're going to build where we are.
Affectionately knowing, as you said, that's my main building, and for years the older generation always called it the White Bank.
Mm-hmm. That's true, yeah.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
The last year at the BNI dinner, that was a part of the thing. And one thing I will say about this, when the plans were announced, and that was about a year ago, it was like right before Old Settlers last year, you started to see a trend in downtown of people out of the woodwork coming out, and now, you know what, let's put a little paint on the building. Let's do some repairs on this building. You started a wildfire of people actually taking care of their storefronts and making downtown look better in anticipation of this new facility. And that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, Tobin, it does make me, or the bank as a whole, feel good. There's a lot of work to be done in the downtown. And, of course, as what Mike said, the efforts that we are going to pursue is to be an anchor. We're trying to be an anchor for continued redevelopment of the mm-hmm. downtown area. And some of the things that we're talking about doing, is making the streets and sidewalks a bit more friendlier for downtown pedestrians. Mm-hmm. Things like that we're trying to incorporate in. We don't have a set of plans yet. Mike and I continue to work on exterior elevations, plus we have over 50 people at the bank. We literally, where we're at now, have no place to put another person. So we're working on, placement of where we're going right. to put people inside, which I've told some of my staff, it's like a jigsaw puzzle. Mike and I have worked on a lot of projects together, but they've been... such as the Highland facility, the Effingham facility, the Greenville facility. But there's nothing like what we're working on now as far as trying to get multiple people in different places.
This is much bigger.
And that's a tip of the hat with all this project. This is a nod to Hillsboro saying, hey, we're committed. We're giving back to this town. I mean, you could have gone, you mentioned Highland, Effingham. I mean, the banking industry, the bank has expanded quite a bit over the times, hasn't mm-hmm. it?
True. Yeah.
Yes.
We now have 11 locations,
yeah.
11 different communities, including Hillsboro. And most of that has taken place within probably the last 10 years or so, I would say.
And when you look at your project that you're about to undertake there in Hillsboro, that will pretty well complete the renovation of that block, because you go up on the corner where the old bank was, and mm-hmm. we have
That's
the
right.
plaza there, and yes. then the Escape has had a lot of work done on it, mm-hmm. and then you people come along and basically take that rest of that block down to the corner, and that'll pretty well renovate that whole side of the mm-hmm. block there.
Well, the Subway shop is staying where it is.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And the title, Spears Title Company, they're staying there too. And actually, those are part of that architectural mm-hmm. section of buildings where our bank is also. And those businesses decided that they really wanted to stay where they were on Main Street, as is. So we're starting sort of south of there.
Mm-hmm.
We've owned the Security Mortgage Building for quite some time. And that remains where it is. So what's called, I've been told that section of building was called the Union Block originally. And if you look at it architecturally, it's mm-hmm. one continuous flow with roof overhangs and the design of the building. That all stays. So that will be original. And what's coming down are buildings that came along mm-hmm. later that aren't quite as historic.
Yeah.
As the ones that are remaining.
So as we established this morning, demolition potentially next week. You got a month for cleanup and testing and all that good stuff. And then are we looking at maybe fall, mid-fall, early spring for some kind of construction to be done?
Well, my best guess would be it would be late spring, Tobin,
okay.
Where we would get something done or get something started, excuse me. During this period in the fall, Mike and I will be working on actually more exterior elevations and internal mm-hmm. floor plans, and then we'll get those, you know, out to the appropriate people and get some requests for proposals done, and, mm-hmm. And hopefully by the beginning of the year, possibly we could know who our contractor would be,
right.
Things like that,
and then in
anticipation of coming up for maybe start the work in the late spring.
And then once construction begins, how long are you anticipating that to take place?
Well, that's a good question.
I ask those from time to time. Every once in a while, I'll throw a good right. question in there.
I would say at least 9 months, but probably closer to a year.
Okay.
Yeah. We expect it to be a full two-story building. That was one of the early on decisions that we had to make. You know, how many square feet, how many people do we have, how much room do we need? And, of course, we have a finite amount of land to work with. But that's the way it looks. So with that big of a building mm-hmm. and trying to create something that architecturally will complement the rest of downtown, will add a little bit to the construction time, I think.
And one of the things that I'm sure has entered your mind and you've given a lot of thought to is we have to build a facility that we need today, but we also have to look to tomorrow. What will we need tomorrow? And will we have the facility that will lend itself to expansion down the road if we need to do this? And I'm sure this is quite a challenge because we don't know what's down the road. We have to just
that's
surmise
true.
That this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and so you have it becomes difficult to build all this in.
Mm-hmm. And that's one thing we mm-hmm. were talking about this off air, not to change subjects here, but the banking industry in itself has changed tremendously. Mm-hmm. It's all online. Smartphones, and Harry, you and I were talking about that. That's coming soon for your customers. I mean, the days of walking in and greeting the teller, even though it's still there, are almost, it's there, but it's almost non-existent anymore, isn't it? I mean, the game has changed quite a bit.
You're right, Tobin. It has changed over the last 20 years. There's probably been more change in the banking industry than the previous 50 years. So, and that's due to, of course, technology,
mm-hmm.
and which is sad in one way and mm-hmm. good in others. It's certainly, from an efficiency standpoint, it's much easier to conduct transactions online where you don't have to see a person. But from you know, and I'm kind of old-fashioned, so, you know, I like people that still want to come in the bank and see the people,
mm-hmm.
because that's where, you know, a lot of the community banks' strengths lie.
And we still have a lot of them.
Large, and you do.
Large
yeah.
banks is, you know, that the people know your name, mm-hmm. and you know, you hate to lose that through, you know, the evolution of smart devices and the internet, but it's there. It's there. We're going to release mobile banking probably in the next couple of weeks. I actually got it on my phone now. It's really, really neat stuff, you know, but it's banking on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, it's important to me, and I'm sure it's important to you gentlemen as bankers or whatever business you're in, to keep that personal touch with the customer, whether it's a bank or what it is. Mm-hmm. And you gentlemen being in Hillsboro, it's very important to you guys. You get out and walk down the street, everybody you see greets you, and you know, this makes a warm feeling that you know these people on a personal basis.
Mm-hmm.
Not just because they are on the internet or what have you. You know, it's a
and that's really what separates one bank from another, and not just in banking, but in most industries.
Yeah,
is that personal contact, that personal service, and we always strive to try and be, you know, very good at that. But relationship banking is what that's a big term and has been for the last several years. But it's accurate. Relationship banking, develop a relationship with the customer.
Sure.
And that's what makes them feel good, happy, and gets them to come back and talk about you positively to other people.
There is no better feeling when you walk in to make your home payment or something like that, and you have your loan officer come up and say, "Dope, can I see you for a minute? Hey, this is what's coming down. I think we can get you at a lower rate. You know, can we help out?"
Sure.
There's nothing better than that feeling.
Sure.
And you like that relationship.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
With your banker, your grocer, the automobile dealer, whoever. You want to sit down with that person and feel that you know him, he knows you, he trusts you, you trust him. And blah, 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 you go on and transact your business. And that's
right.
Very, very important.
You're right, very important.
One thing that we need to mention here while we have you two here, and this is something that National Bank has done quite frequently, the Banking on a Cure team for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. You guys have done a tremendous job, or your staff has done a tremendous job.
Right.
On helping that association and that. And tell us a little bit about the group, because it takes a lot of people to do this, but it's not every other week or all the time. There's something Banking on the Cure team's doing, a pork patties or something like that. That's an awesome thing.
Well, the first thing I would say, Tobin, is I can't take a lot of credit for that. I give them permission to do those kinds of things, and they just run with it. Mm-hmm. The staff that we have there, I'm actually very proud of their efforts. We've been in that probably 5-6 years, and it seems like every year we raise more money, and it's just a team effort there. We recently had one of our team leaders that we lost, Linda Steinman, which was kind of a significant loss to our Banking on a Cure team, but we rally from that, we draw strength from that, and we just continue to do it, get better and better, and we seem to feed on that. So I'm very proud of the people most of the people in Hillsboro are involved in that. So
mm-hmm.
it's an entire branch. And even actually, it even goes further than the branch. It touches some of the other branches that help raise money for the Hillsboro team. So.
And you're very instrumental in. I've been on the MCCA board ever since we originated 7 years ago, and your group has been very instrumental in the money we've raised. And our goal when we started was if we could raise $50,000, we'd be doing great. This year we raised over $150,000, and certainly your people were a great part of that. So it just continues to grow and grow.
I think what you're seeing, though, is a bit of competitiveness come out because banking on a Cure team was always like kind of like the top dog, you know, and then all of a sudden the stamp out cancer thing came up, and then you guys were like, well, gosh, darn it, we're
it's all for a good cause.
Well, it is.
That helps drive it.
You're starting to see that competitive attitude, which is great because the association's going to benefit from it in the long run.
Yeah, absolutely. Our team and our staff just keep coming up with more and more fundraising ideas.
Yeah, and you wonder where they keep coming up with all this stuff.
Well, I'm not sure where it comes from, but they just put out on our intranet within the bank a list of the events that they have coming up for like the next 8 or 9 months.
Yeah.
It's incredible what they have planned.
Yeah.
It's important to note, though, that, you know, where the funds come from, though, and they come from, you know, this community and these people in the community, which have supported this year after year, and that seems to be the way the Hillsborough community operates.
That's one thing I will always say, and I've seen this happen time and time again, where you're talking about the Veterans Memorial in Hillsborough. I'm going to extend it to even Litchfield with the gardens there and various projects. Mm-hmm. Even though the economy is down, and you guys know this as well as I do, people are tight with their money now. I mean, it's not available as much as what it used to be, but every time there's an event for that association or a family in need, Hillsborough always comes out and supports that individual, whether they like the person or not, and there's no better feeling than that right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why we came up with the slogan as a board, Montgomery County people helping Montgomery County people.
And,
perfect. Yeah.
And
that's what it is. Yeah.
That's what it is. It's what it's all about. And people in our community, as you gentlemen well know, are very generous. Very generous.
They are.
And we are about out of time.
Already?
Already.
We didn't know what we were going to talk about.
We didn't even know what we were going to talk about, or if we could go the full 30.
Yeah.
I think we handled things pretty good today, didn't we?
I came in here with two Alka-Seltzers in my pocket ready to pop them because I thought maybe I may have to talk to you all morning without any guests.
Well, you get too many chances already to do that.
Yeah, right.
We're glad to hear some different voices here this morning. No, I'm just teasing you.
As we come to a close.
Pleasure, gentlemen, to have you with us.
Yeah, and it just seems great that the things with the bank and everything is going great. And I think you guys are always on the cusp where whatever technology or whatever the banking industry, how it changes, you're right on the cusp to go along with the change. And I know all your clientele and the people that have money with the bank appreciate that.
Now, Harry and the staff trying to keep up with everything. And we invite the whole community to keep an eye open for this demolition projects, because that's going to be the talk of the town for a while.
Don't get hit by falling brick.
That's right. Just stand back and watch.
Absolutely. Harry, Mike, it's always a pleasure, my friends. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Toby.
And
Ralph, glad to have you with us, too.
We'll have you back on later on as construction goes on, and you can fill us in on how things are going with the new center. It's going to be great.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, be glad to.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Uncle Ralph, next week, you'll be on your best behavior.
We got Mickey.
Mickey Robinson will be in. So better be on your best behavior that week. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.